stick together, there's never a doubt. So pull up a chair and let's talk man to man.
What's up, podcast fam? Episode 57 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
What's up, peeps? Guess what we're doing today?
A Sunday pod.
It's Saturday.
Oh, Sunday.
It's Saturday.
Don't mind me.
We missed our second show of the week, but this is typically when people would have listened to it anyway, right? Because we sent it out so late on Friday night or at night that...
People
don't listen to it until the morning anyway, so everybody's really accustomed to doing Cheerios and Dad and Griffin Pod in the morning, right?
And making Cheerios come out your nose.
Yeah, and on the next morning, so everybody's accustomed to a Saturday morning pod anyway, right? So we're just going to record on Saturday morning. We got our coffee. We've got our marketing director right next to us. Say what's up, peeps.
What's up, peeps?
Oh, man, you're fired up for a Saturday morning, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? So let's come clean with the peeps, since we are pretty good at coming clean. Last night, the marketing director and the co-host were both in bed and out like a light at 7:30. Long week, big week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. But to go all the way backwards, we had a big thunderstorm Thursday night, right?
Which freaked me out.
Freaked everybody out. So at 3 a.m., Mom and Dad's bed looked like Woodstock.
Five lumps. Because of
Dee Dee. Dee Dee. There were four people and a dog flying around. CEO decided that the TV should have gone on at 4 a.m. for you clowns. Questionable decision. So long story short, nobody got any sleep, right? Because of the thunderstorm and the craziness. Team sleep, and then Friday was just a long, hot day, right? You had a lot of play dates. You, marketing director, are just going at red line all the time. So by the time 7:30 rolled around, it was microwave dinners and horizontal bed shutdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which actually produced a pretty nice, calm evening for the CEO and her executive assistant. That was pretty nice. We did some sushi on the patio. Yeah,
what?
It was beautiful.
What?
Do you know how long it's been?
You're mean!
Do you know how long it's been since the two of you were in bed, out like lights, with no responsibilities, by 7:30? Any night, much less a Friday night. Do you know when the last time was?
Yeah.
I honestly have no clue. But yeah, it's been a long time,
I know, yesterday.
Mom and I both appreciated it.
I know it yesterday.
Now everybody's well-rested, and we're doing the pod today, right?
Yeah.
So...
That's
we have a lot to catch up on the week. There's been several developments. One from Thursday's pod, when John from Boston called in and did the swimming in your gene pool.
Yeah.
It was a great version of swimming in your gene pool. Got into kind of like how the Happ family came over from Germany, right? And then settled in Winnetka, right? Well, that lit like a text fire, like a text storm. Brewing on Thursday. Papa Chuck came with some great information. Gaga came with some even more great information. Then we got a voice message from Amy from Boston, a.k.a. Packer fan.
Georgia.
She chipped in with some with a little needle, little kind of Packer fan, like Wisconsin. Only a Packer fan can do.
Wisconsin girl.
And then...
The old-fashioned Wisconsin girl.
And then we're going to hold this till the very end. The old-fashioned Wisconsin girl. What does that mean?
I just made it up.
Then at the end, we're going to hold this till the very end, but this is why the marketing director's here. We're going to have another live opening. We have another gift to the podcast. Came in the mail, I think yesterday, or a couple days ago, and we're going to do a live open. We have a non-family super fan.
Yeah.
She works with Mom. She's one of Mom's colleagues.
Debbie Kane.
And she is literally a super fan of the podcast, which is great. We love
the super fans.
We love super fans, right? And one way we know you're a super fan is if, like, you create a song for the pod, super fan. Call in all the time, super fan. Send us, send the podcast gifts. Definitely. Definitely a super fan.
I forgot the word.
You're just like,
I forgot, the, forgot the word.
Check out there for a second?
Yeah.
Super fan,
I
right?
Out, I turned out to the world. I tuned out to the world.
So we'll do that at the very end, and then we have a pretty good joke of the day.
Wait, I have another one.
Non-potty joke of the day.
And if you're a mom, super fan.
What?
If you're a mom, you're a super fan.
If you're a mom, you're a super fan. If you're a mom, you're just super. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. All right.
Touché.
So you remember, this is a cool story that we need to share with the people. This came in yesterday morning from Papa Chuck. If you remember John from Boston had given us the story about Uncle Johann Happ. Actually, he's like great ancestor Grandpa Johann, right? So listen to this story from Papa Chuck. Listen to this, because I didn't even know this. And this is just a text message from yesterday. So Papa Chuck had to go to, there's a plumber in downtown Winnetka, right? The name is Brachi Plumbing. And so here I'll read the text message. He said, I had a build out in Kenilworth for a doctor who's moving in May. The village made us use Brachi Plumbing on Oak Street. I used them 2 weeks ago and I was bringing them a check to pay them off. Told them I'd be there at noon, right? I walked in, there were five people waiting for me, which was kind of strange. It turns out, and he says, I don't even think Uncle John knows this, the blacksmith shop was moved from Maple and Elm to Oak and Green Bay Road in Winnetka, which is where this plumber is now
working.
Yeah, that's their office. Yep. So he said after...
So the old-fashioned...
The original blacksmith shop.
So did we...
Moved to where this plumber now is. So he says they took him into a back supply room, and sure enough, it was the original blacksmith shop.
So it was the first one ever?
Original Hap blacksmith shop. And it's still, he said, even more amazing, it's still standing. Said that they had a original in this blacksmith shop. They've uncovered original invoices from like the 1920s.
What's an invoice?
Invoices are like if...
CDs?
Nope. Invoice means like a bill. Like if you do work for me...
Like a paycheck? Like Damien did?
If you do work for me, right, then I owe you money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's say you clean my room. I owe you money, right? You type up on a piece of paper something that says, Chris Happ, you owe me, Griffin Happ, $50, right? And then you fold it up, put it in the mail, and send it to the person. That's an invoice. When they open up that mail, they know that they owe you money.
Yeah.
Right? And so they had leftover old school invoices and pictures from the 1920s, like that. See
Whoa.
That picture?
That's crazy.
We'll post that on Twitter.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool? And so Dad said he stood right in the spot where that picture was taken, which is totally cool. History buffs would really appreciate that.
Wait, he's been there?
And yeah, and he got to see, and these guys made him 3 copies of this picture for him to take home, right? So he said everything about the blacksmith shop is still the same. There's now, like, obviously file cabinets and folders all around the room, but still, windows are still in the same place, the chimney's still in the same place, and even the stuff on the walls is still there. Old horseshoes and old tools and all that stuff. He said he gave me 3 of these 8.5 by 11 photos that they printed for him. The room is now stacked with shelves of plumbing supplies, but it's pretty cool to go back there. I'll take you and Griffin over there the next time you're in town. The plumbers would be super, super excited. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I have a question.
Question, go.
What is a blacksmith shop?
Blacksmith shop, basically, they were like metal workers.
Like coal?
They made, they heated up metal, right? And formed tools or horseshoes and formed things out of metal. People and business owners and manufacturers and farmers to use.
Is that the thing where you put like the big mask on, the black metal mask with the
like a welder. Yeah. Like what a welder would do now. Yeah. Yes, you're right. You're exactly right. Yeah. So that's a cool addition to the swimming in your gene pool story. And then on top of all of that, Gaga doubled down and sent us an email to the Dad and Griffin Pod inbox about her ancestors, the Richards, right?
Richards family.
She says, since you're so – then this is addressed to you. Griffin, since you are so interested in our ancestors, here is a file that traces the Richards family, my family, Gaga's, back to the original Puritans in 1633 in Massachusetts. Although not much is known about Richard Richards, he is your earliest ancestor in the United States.
Richards.
Awesome name. All name team. Right? He probably came over as an indentured servant or a runaway on one of the early merchant ships from Plymouth, England in 1630. His name does not appear on any of the ship manifests, and that's why we feel he was either a runaway or a servant who came over with another family to the New World.
Wait, he was on the Titanic?
Not the Titanic, dude. Okay. We're talking like before the Titanic. He had one son and the son that fought in Philip's War, or commonly known as the Great Indian War. The colonists were fighting the actual Native Americans who welcomed them in 1621, a very sad time. Anyway, we are what is called a first family of Boston, which essentially means one of the earliest colonists in New England. Your ancestors also fought in the Revolutionary War against King George, and so we are also original members of the Daughters of the American Revolution. If you do the math, I have 11 greats going back to the original Richard Richards, or 4,000 grandparents going back to 1630. Isn't that crazy? Another fun fact. I was the first girl, so Gaga, was the first girl born to the Richards family in 100 years. Isn't that amazing?
Gaga
was born in
famous.
Gaga was born in 1952. So since 1852, our family only had boys, and most were only children, like my dad and his dad and his dad.
Wow, that would be quite annoying.
It's really fun to look at the genealogy file that I have attached. Our family starts on page 163 of the actual document. Loves and kisses and virtual hugs, Gaga. I'll show you this file a little bit later, but that's pretty cool, right?
That's insanity!
I think it's fun to learn about that stuff, and I think the family thinks that you think it's really cool.
That's insanity.
Right? I think that's amazing. I think definitely, without a doubt, we've got to go to the plumber's office, right, when we go back to Winnetka finally for the first time. I think we're going back in July. We're going to drive up. And so Papa will take us over there, and you'll get to stand in that same place as that picture. Isn't that cool?
That's crazy.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
This swimming in your gene pool thing, shout out John from Boston. He's on to something.
Fire. He took the fire.
Yeah, he really is like the spark to this flame, right?
Yeah.
Great work. The best part about it is that there is a lot more where that came from.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, right?
Yeah. That was great swimming in our gene pool.
It's great swimming in our gene pool. Great contributions there from Gaga and Papa. Gaga and Papa are up in Maine right now.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
They're doing their thing
they
up in Maine.
They drove to Maine.
Drove to Maine. Whew.
That's a long way away.
That's aggressive, isn't it?
That's too aggressive.
Too aggressive?
I'm never driving to Maine. I'm
really?
I'm either flying or taking a jet.
Flying or taking a jet?
The only way you'll convince me to go in a car, it's either a limo or a Lamborghini.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
That's the only thing that I will go in.
What are you talking about?
That's the only thing that I'll go in.
You sound like Richie Rich yourself. What's going on here? Limo or Lamborghini? What kind of life are you living?
The sweet life.
Who is this guy, sis?
I have no clue.
He's crazy town.
I have no clue who he is.
All right, we made a promise, and this is a little late, and I know he's been listening to every episode, listening for us to read his email. If you remember, what day was it? Wednesday? Tuesday. Tuesday night for Wednesday's pod, the CEO filled in. We got another email to the Dad and Griffin Pod inbox in Gmail from Grandpa Barry titled Episode 55. Ready for this one? I haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
This may have been the best episode ever. Griffin and the two ravishing redheads were fantastic. That's you. Say thanks, Grandpa Barry.
Thanks, Grandpa Barry.
And that's Mom, of course. The last line of this is, Chris, you should take more trips.
What? No!
He's just trying to be funny. He's just trying to make a joke.
No.
When you talk about super fans, anyway, by the way, Grandpa Barry is a super fan, right?
Yeah.
Listens to every show multiple times. I have a feeling that if we have 2,500 listens to our show,
he has the majority of them.
2,000 of them are from Grandpa Barry. Yeah. Yes. He is officially a super fan. He has super fan status, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. I will try to take some more trips. Actually,
no.
I'm taking a trip on Monday. And it's a day trip. Don't worry. I'm down and back in one day. Don't worry.
So mean.
But that may affect the pod. I don't know. And if at least now what we know is if I'm gone, Mom can do a great job carrying the weight, right?
Wait, if you're gone, terrible news.
Not terrible news.
Yeah.
It's normal.
No. Voice messages?
We do have voice messages.
We technically have to do three, because remember Elizabeth questioned when we did the April Fool's joke and the one where we had to do the Wednesday one, but we did it for Thursday and today's.
What does that mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
Remember when we did the April Fool's joke?
Yeah.
You didn't have any messages, basically, on that one.
Okay, so what?
We have to do Elizabeth's message from then.
From April?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
She said...
No, we didn't have any Fantastic Fridays yet from our Friday special. First Friday special we haven't done in a while. But guess what? It's summer. Everybody's busy. We get it.
Oh, yeah. This
Elizabeth, super fan, right?
Yeah.
Just... Add her to the list.
Yeah.
But we did get a message from Aunt Amy. Amy from Boston. Or otherwise known as Packer fan.
Old fashioned
Packer fan.
Wisconsin girl.
Right?
Old fashioned Wisconsin girl.
I don't know. Where did you get that from?
Old fashioned.
All right. Let's play this message. Another. I'm going to warn you.
Swimming in a jungle? Gets
a little violent against Chicago Bear fans. It gets a little aggressive.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Amy.
I'm not ready for
Packer
this.
Packer fan. Here she comes.
Hi, Dad and Griffin Pod. It's the Packer fan calling. I listened to your podcast today and heard all about the Green Bay Trail running from Chicago to Green Bay. What I bet that you didn't know is that trail was blazed because it was all the poor Chicago Bears fan trying to go watch a team that could actually win some games. So they blazed that trail from Chicago to Green Bay to go to Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra.
Okay, now the swimming in your gene pool thing has been weaponized against us. Now, with this total
ding-a-ling
calling in about the Green Bay Trail being blazed because of Bear fans walking up to Green Bay.
Walking?
That's just
a long way away.
It's all just a joke. It's all just trying to get you fired up and riled up. We'll settle this on the field this year, right? Mm-hmm. We get to play the Packers twice.
And?
Guess what?
Aaron Rodgers can just go catch his tears with the cheesehead that we got and settle his tears.
We'll figure this out later, right?
On the sidelines.
On the sidelines. On the field, right? And we'll do it two ways. Patrick Mahomes will do it to the Patriots, and Trubisky will do it to Aaron Rodgers.
You mean Nick Foles?
Ooh, now that's a totally different story.
What? What happened to him?
No, you're right. You're totally right. It's either going to be Nick Foles or Trubisky. I don't know.
Nick Foles.
You're a big fan of Nick Foles, huh? Oh, man. Holy cow. All right. Whew, we're on fire on Saturday morning, huh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. It's time. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Live gift opening?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sissy, you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Sissy, you have yours in your hand. Hold on. Don't open it yet. Griffin, you have yours. A couple days ago, peeps, four individual packages showed up on the doorstep of the Dad and Griffin Pod lab, and we are going to open them up, crinkle them around so the peeps can hear them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Tell us about the packages. Tell the peeps.
It looks like a custom ink, and
they are in plastic wrap. They are soft and cushy.
Wait, they say our names on them.
They have your names on them, right? Okay, here we go. Let's open it up and tell the peeps, what do we got? What do we got?
I feel like
Let's
shirts.
See this. I have. Oh my goodness.
Oh, they say, Dad. No. Wait, they say, I'm Griffin. Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Dad and Griffin Pod. Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. I'm wearing this right now.
Hold on. Let me see these.
I'm going to wear this right now.
Holy cow.
Oh my gosh.
Debbie Kane, super fan, you have set the dad and Griffin Pod
record
lab on fire here. Hold on, let's talk about them. Come on. So these are custom t-shirts, literally custom, with the Dad and Griffin Pod Twitter handle, the Dad and Griffin Pod email, and personalized. It says, I'm Griffin on the front, and on the back it says, keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Unbelievable. Hallie Hap Yours says, Hallie, marketing director on the front. And it says, I'm not dad and I'm not Griffin. And hashtag redheads rule.
Can I see?
Look at that. Unbelievable. Holy cow. Can I open up mom and dad's?
Yeah.
This is unheard of.
What if you guys' shirts too?
This is like super fan hall of fame status for Miss Debbie Kane.
I already have mine on.
Unbelievable.
I'm getting mine on.
Here's the
right
next
now.
One. Ready? Since they're all personalized, these are really fun.
I'm getting
this one
on.
Says, I'm dad. What's up, peeps? Look at this. Look at that.
Oh,
I'm dad.
Yeah.
Can What's up, peeps?
Can I open up mom's?
Yeah, I guarantee you this is going to be great. Mom's is going to be amazing. You know what it's going to say, right?
Yeah.
Holy cow, this is incredible.
The CEO!
It's the front says mom, CEO.
Hap HQ.
That is totally right.
What does HQ mean?
Unbelievable. We're going to take a picture of everybody wearing their... We're going to take a selfie. Sissy, you even took your pants off to put your shirt on?
Yeah. That's what I did.
Here, this should be what we wear for our Christmas pictures.
These are literally incredible.
These are Christmas picture worthy.
Guys, what do you say?
Thank you.
So what we'll do is, what we'll do is we'll take selfies of the front and the back, and we'll post these on Twitter so everybody can see. Unbelievable pickup for the Dad and Griffin Pod. Are you guys stoked?
Yeah, we're stoked.
All right. All right. What a day. Sorry we're a little bit late, but I think everybody's going to get their dose of this morning. We'll post it here in a couple minutes.
What about joke of the day?
Oh, do you want to do joke of the day?
Yeah.
State Farm joke of the day?
Yeah.
Okay, a little choppy on the back end here, but State Farm joke of the day. Do you remember what it is?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it?
I do. What did the can...
No, why did the can crusher...
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Because it was so depressing.
So depressing?
So depressing.
Because it was soda pressing? That's a good one. Unbelievable. All right, peeps. Great week. Thanks for bearing with us and the crazy schedule and the little off cue with the pod releases this week. But hope you enjoy this one, episode 57. We're cruising towards 60. Griffin, do you want to send people off?
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.
The river has water and the sun has a beam.